In 1988, authorities in Thailand imposed a ban on logging to protect the country's dwindling forests. But the move also deprived elephants and their handlers of their traditional jobs of hauling logs for the timber industry. Once in domesticity, elephants can rarely go back to the wild. Today, many elephants and their owners wander the streets of Thai cities begging money from tourists and kind-hearted locals. But now, some elephants are trumpeting a new line of work, playing in the band. Gina Wilkinson traveled to Lampang in northern Thailand and has our story.
Reminiscent of Yoko Ono at her most avant-garde, the Thai Elephant Orchestra breaks new ground with this selection of jumbo tunes. The idea of having elephants play musical instruments is the brainchild of New York-based composer and producer David Soldier and pachyderm expert Richard Lair, who works at the Thai Elephant Conservation Centre in Lampang. The duo chose scales used in traditional Thai music, a genre familiar to these 11 talented elephants, and then added a few blues notes before they began recording the album. Richard Lair says many of the elephants took to their new assignment with gusto.
I'd say for about half of the elephants, playing in the orchestra is just a job, but several of them genuinely enjoy it, particularly Lukop, whose English name would be Tadpole, is a wonderful percussionist, keeps perfect time. If you give him something new to bang on, he'll figure out just where to hit it to get the nicest sound.
Some of the instruments in this unique orchestra were custom-made for the elephants, including a gong fashioned from a circular saw that had been confiscated from an illegal logging operation. Lair says others are traditional folk instruments.
Our key instrument is modeled on a Thai instrument called the ranat, which is basically a kind of xylophone with a totally gorgeous sound, but we also have big drums, a thunder sheet, harmonicas, and cane, which is a kind of traditional Thai pan pipe, angalung, which is a traditional hill tribe instrument, and we're working on new instruments all the time.
While the idea of an elephant orchestra may be highly unusual to many, those familiar with the Lampang elephants may not be so surprised. As Lair explains, these artistic elephants have already earned a worldwide reputation for their abstract paintings.
It actually sprang out of an earlier project, the Asian Elephant Art and Conservation Project, which is the elephant's painting, which comes from when two Russian conceptual artists came here. Last March there was an auction which sold $92,000 worth of paintings. Some from Indonesia, some from India, but mainly from our center here in Lampang.
Charles Hyatt is the director of the Human Elephant Learning Project, based in Georgia in the United States. The project is a network of scientists who are studying elephant intelligence. Hyatt says his own experiments have backed up tests carried out by German scientist Bernard Rentsch in the 1950s, which found elephants can distinguish 12 musical tones and remember simple melodies even when played on different instruments at various pitches, timbres and meters. Hyatt regularly travels to Lampang to further his research. He says far from exploiting these magnificent animals, their new musical job provides the pachyderms with a valuable creative outlet.
In captivity, elephants don't have the natural curiosity enhancing activities of foraging for food and tromping about in the forest. So we need to provide them with things to do, and they seem to derive enrichment from the music they've been taught.
The first 12 tracks on the CD have a very Thai flavour. They're followed by human and elephant collaborations, some of which could come in handy for your next rave or techno dance party. Richard Lair says the debut CD of the Thai Elephant Orchestra is selling well. Proceeds will go towards establishing a milk bank for orphaned baby elephants and provide training for elephant handlers. For Living on Earth, I'm Gina Wilkinson in Lampang, Thailand.